Britain's Foreign Office says it is extremely concerned by reports that an employee at its Hong Kong consulate has been detained in mainland China. Hong Kong's local news website says the employee, identified as Simon Cheng, failed to return to the former British colony from the neighboring southern city of Shenzhen on August the 9th, where he had gone to attend a business meeting. Kong Wen-shung is the senior superintendent of Hong Kong Police Public Relations.
The case is currently under the inquiry by the regional missing person unit of Kowloon West region. And so far, the Hong Kong police force does not receive any notification from the mainland authority under the reciprocal notification mechanism.
Hong Kong has been gripped by nearly 2 months of heated and often violent anti-government protests. Meanwhile, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence urged China on Monday to act in a humanitarian manner to resolve differences.
But for the United States to make a deal with China, Beijing needs to honor its commitments, beginning with the commitment China made in 1984 to respect the integrity of Hong Kong's laws through the Sino-British Joint Declaration.
Now, Vice President Pence quoted President Trump, Donald Trump, as saying that it'll be much harder for the U.S. to reach accord on a new trade deal with China if something violent happens in Hong Kong. On Sunday, tens of thousands of pro-democracy demonstrators marched peacefully through the streets of Hong Kong, the 11th weekend in a row of anti-government protests. Sudan's former president, Omar al-Bashir, appeared in court on Monday to face corruption charges 4 months after he was ousted by the military. Bashir, who ruled Sudan for 30 years, is charged with illegally possessing foreign currency and receiving gifts in an illegal manner. This is VOA News. Two freshman Democratic U.S. Congresswomen are firing back after Israel.